World War II always loomed large in commentator Diane Toomey's family. Her father fought in that war. The experience resonated for decades.
There's a piece of my family lore that's circulated for half a century that goes like this. My grandmother always knew her son would make it back in one piece from his battles in the Pacific. So as she fingered her rosary beads during those years, she prayed, not for my father's safety, but for God to spare him from having to kill too many men. Her prayers went unanswered. "Did you kill anyone?" my younger brother once asked my father years ago, with the enthusiasm only an 8-year-old boy could manage for such a question. I remember sitting in the back seat of the car, cringing. "Some things," my father said slowly, deliberately, in his thick New York accent, "a man just doesn't like to talk about." But over time, age stooped my father's broad shoulders and loosened his tongue. Before he died last year, he let the more disturbing details of the war slip into his telling of it. These kitchen table conversations took on, through their repetition, the air of ritual. In a quiet moment of the ceremony, my father, who by then found it difficult to remember what he had eaten for dinner, was back on Christmas Island, or in the Philippines, or Okinawa. "God knows how many men I killed." When the Japs, my father never stopped using that term, when the Japs knew their number was up, he said they'd come out of hiding to charge his tank in a glorious final assault, screaming banzai and futilely shooting their weapons. Some even brandished empty rifles. "No matter," he said, "I'd just mow 'em down." 50 years later, disbelief still laced his voice. My father was never known to walk away from a good fight, and probably started half the ones he was in. But his life as a warrior left him with little taste for anything more than a friendly brawl. Old neighborhood connections could have gotten him on the police force, but that would have meant handling a gun. He'd have none of that. After the war, he vowed he'd never touch a weapon again. He broke that promise only once. Years ago, he wrestled a loaded gun away from a coworker when the man boasted of his plan to use it against a cheating wife. My father poured the bullets into his pocket and handed the gun back to its owner. I have an uncle whose passion is the American West. His prized possession is a revolver from the era. My uncle was never in the military, never in battle. He never killed. During family visits, my uncle would sometimes show off his gun, a chance to lovingly fondle it. In those moments, my father would turn away in disgust.
Diane Toomey is a reporter at WUNC Radio in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.